can I first thank the Foreign Secretary for, and the Right Honourable Gentleman for, Fife and my own Right Honourable friend on the front bench for their very generous remarks. But may I, in turn, express my great appreciation and congratulations to the Foreign Secretary for the personal effort which I know he's put into this, and in recognition not least of the fact that the Iranians are amongst the toughest negotiators who extract every last ounce from negotiations in the world. May I say to him that I hope he accepts that it's crucial that momentum is kept up in this period, that what undermined agreements which we had indeed made between 2003 and 2006 wasn't only difficulties in Tehran, but a desperate Faustian pact which was developed between hardliners in Tehran and hardliners in Washington who fed off each other and ended up in a situation where President Khatami was replaced by President Ahmadinejad, and the United States actually helped to produce that situation. Could I lastly, following the question he's just had put, ask him this. If it is that Prime Minister Netanyahu's efforts in the United States Congress prevent President Obama from continuing with these negotiations, will the Foreign Secretary make it clear to the Americans that in those circumstances, the UK, Germany and France and the EU will have to detach itself from America and reach its own conclusions along with other members of the P5?
Well, I agree with him absolutely. I'm grateful for his remarks, and I agree with him very much indeed about the importance of maintaining momentum. It was possible to see that even over the last 2 weeks, where the 10-day gap between the negotiations we held 2 weeks ago and those we held this weekend did bring forth a great deal of criticism, both within Iran and in the US Congress and elsewhere in the world, that could easily have fatally complicated the efforts to reach this agreement this weekend. And so when one considers now the months of work that needs to go into both the implementation of this agreement and attaining a comprehensive and final agreement, it is vitally important to maintain that momentum all the way. The agreements the United States have made here can all be implemented by executive order. Now, that does not mean that debates in the Congress are over, of course, and the what happens in the U.S. Congress is up to the United States, but he can be assured that the United States administration is extremely strongly committed to this. The leadership and persistence of Secretary Kerry has been crucial in bringing this about. The contribution, the clarity of President Obama on it is very clear. So I don't think we need, at this point, start looking at the other scenarios he is bringing in of acting separately from the United States. Mm-hmm.